Hey guys, and welcome back to TV with Nay. Grab your popcorn and your snacks, and let's get ready for this premiere. So we're going to be talking about the movie No One Will Tell, which stars Fred Savage and Candace Cameron. And it's about this high school wrestler. He's like very popular, and then she's kind of like this nerdy kind of girl. So in the movie, their name is Bobby and Stacy. So Stacy goes to this wrestling match to see Bobby wrestle. You know, she's really not into wrestling. She's just like kind of just watching it. And then out of nowhere, she stands up and blurts out, "You have a nice body." And the crowd goes silent. And so then she was really embarrassed. And so then her friend Nikki comes over the next day, and she's like, "Oh, we should go get pizza. I think Bobby will be there." And so she's like, "Oh, I really don't want to see Bobby. I'm like so embarrassed." And then her mom and her friend Nikki kind of convince her to go. So they go to this pizza place, and Bobby and his friends are there. And then Nikki and Stacy walk in, and they're like talking. And then Nikki says, "Hi, Bobby." And, you know, she says hi, and then they ask him a question, "Do girls like flowers?" And she was like, "I do." And she said it like really fast, and then she's like, "Maybe I don't." And so then they leave the table, and Bobby kind of gets to smirk like she's really cute. And then his friend says, "Yeah, that's the girl at the match." And he's like, "Oh, really?" So then Nikki and Stacy are sitting somewhere different, and they're talking, and she was like, "Just tell me when they leave," because she's like so embarrassed. And then out of nowhere, Bobby walks up and he hands her a flower and was like, "I would like to see you at this party." And after he leaves, you know, they kind of have their conversation, and after he leaves, she's like the schoolgirl, like, "Ee!" You know, like excited that they're talking and stuff. So then she goes to the next day, they go to the party and stuff. And so they start been hanging out a little bit more. And of course, Bobby is putting on the charm, like he's the man and she likes him and everything. And so they finally take it to the next step of dating. And then like her mom, like one thing about Stacy's mom left her dad because he was abusive, and then got with this guy named Ryan. And she feels like her mom is still being abused. And so she's like, "Why won't you leave him? He's not good for you. He's not this. He's not that." And the mom kind of just like brushes it off. And it's like, "Oh, it's no big deal." And so the first time that she sees Bobby kind of out of his charming ways is when they were studying. And one of Stacy's friends came over and was like, "Oh, I haven't seen you in this class." And she's like, "Oh, I was coming here to study." And then Bobby was like, "We're studying. Can you leave?" So his friend gets up and Stacy's friend gets up and leave. And then Stacy's other two friends come, and then Bobby gets up from the table. And so she goes, checks on Bobby, and he's like, "You said that we were going to be alone." And she's like, "Well, we were. I can't help it." Who comes over and says hi. And then he grabs her by her arms and pushes her up against the books in the library. Her friend Nikki sees it, and she was like, "We'll just go sit somewhere else," and kind of dismisses it. And he goes, "I'm sorry, you know, I just love you. I was crazy. I shouldn't have done that." He apologizes for it. So then like in the movie, it kind of shows like little moments where he like keeps grabbing her, but there's like no sound. It's just kind of quiet, and you can see like the bruising and stuff. And her friend Nikki asked about it, and she's like, "Oh, I just fell." You know, she makes up excuses after excuses. And so then another scene that I remember is that they went shopping, and like Bobby told her that he liked her legs. And so she bought like this skirt and wearing like one of the guys on the football, I mean on the wrestling team, was like, "You know, your girl's dressing really hot. She's fine. She's cute." And so then he finds her in the lockers, and she's like, "Do you like my outfit?" And he's like, "No, put these on. You look like a slut." And she's like, "Well, Bobby, I wore this for you." And Bobby's not hearing it. And then another one is when they're at the beach with all their friends, and she was saying about how like Bobby writes her love letters, and they're like, "Ooh, read it." And so she wasn't reading it. She was just like, "No, it's just like between us." And Bobby overhears it, and he gets mad, and he like takes it from her, and she's like, "Bobby, give it back." And she's like asking for him nicely to give it back. And he was like, so you're going to tell everybody our business? She's like, I wasn't. She was like, I wasn't telling them the parts that weren't important. So she was like, so my letter's not important. So then he rips it up and then she's trying to get it and she falls and hurts herself. And he was like, see, this is what you make me do. You make me act crazy. And so it was just, you know, like throughout the whole movie, that's the gist of it. And then you can start seeing in the movie that she starts not hanging out with her friends. She's not doing very well in school. Her grades are getting far behind. The teacher has called her mom, but because her mom is, and that's one thing that did bother me was like the mom's kind of parenting. She was like, and this is just me personally, it's not against anybody who feels this way. She was like, I'm trying to be your friend. I want you to be able to open up to me. I want you to be able to talk to me. And I believe that you can have a friendly conversation with your kids, but I don't think your kids can be your friend because you have to make those tough decisions. And being a friend, even though, yes, they may say something, sometimes friends don't always make those tough decisions. Sometimes friends go along with what everybody's doing. That's why I always tell my kids, I am not your friend, I am your parent. I can have a friendly conversation with you and I can be very open to you, but you can't be my friend because I'm still going to have to make those hard decisions. I'm still going to have to parent. There's going to be days that you're not going to like me. So I can't worry about if I'm like on your good list and if I'm your best friend, because I know there's going to be times in your life that I'm going to make a call that you may never like and you may be mad at me and dislike me. So if I'm trying to please you all the time because we're friends, because that's what friends do to a degree, is like you kind of please each other, then it's never going to work. And so her mom noticed bruising. All of her friends noticed bruising. And throughout the whole movie, all the friends have noticed him like hit her. Like they went to like the school dance and she was dancing and someone got too close to her. And so Bobby took her outside and everyone and all the friends came out looking for them. And Bobby just like slapped her across her face. Then finally, she said that she had enough. Stacy did and was like, I don't want to do this anymore. And she said, I would really like to still be friends with you, but I can't be in a relationship with you. And so she tries going to this party with her friend Nikki. They're like bowling. And she's talking about Bobby. And you can tell Nikki's kind of getting mad about it. And she's like, if you're going to keep talking about Bobby, you can go. Somehow Bobby's talking to one of their other friends in the friend group. And he's like, well, is Stacy there? And she's like, yeah. He's like, well, can you put her on the phone? And hold on, let me back up. Yeah, let me back up. Sorry, that's more towards the ending. But like, he didn't want like Stacy to meet his mom. And then like she meets his mom like in a, when she's like buying him like a Valentine's Day gift. And she starts talking to his mom. And then Bobby comes out. And Bobby's like yelling at her, screaming at her. He's like, he throws her presents out and she's like, Bobby, can we just talk? Bobby, can we just talk? And he pretty much just started backing the car up and then he just like leaves. He's like, I never want to see you again. And so she was like being kind of firm with that, like, fine, then if you don't want to see me, I don't want to see you. And of course he was doing all the works to put her like, you know, like in good graces again. And you know, the beating still kept coming, you know, they were on the phone all the time, you know, those kind of things like where she was just kind of being isolated. So now when we get to the part where Stacy just can't do it anymore, it's just like, she's like, it's taking a toll. Kind of got kabobbled here. Hold on. So yeah. So Stacy's friend, Nikki, I will say towards the end of the show, like midway towards, she started knowing all the red flags. She was asking more questions. And even also in their friend group, there is his cousin, his like one of the friends, Bobby's cousin is one of the friends. And she has, you know, said, well, don't say anything. But that's why his last girlfriend left, was because he was hitting her. And it's like no one said anything pretty much. So like I said, then we get back to the party where she's at the bowling alley. She's telling Nikki about how she feels about Bobby. And you can tell Nikki's getting frustrated. So she said, if you're not going to stop talking about him, you can leave. So then Bobby calls one of the friends in the friend group at the bowling alley. And this, of course, this one girl, I think her name's like Carla or something like that. She really likes Bobby. So she's always like defending Bobby and like, oh, if you didn't do this and if you didn't do that, Bobby wouldn't have done this or Bobby wouldn't have done that. So that's who he's talking to, and he asks if Stacy's there. She gives the phone to Stacy, and Bobby's asking for a haircut. He's like, can you come to my house and give me a haircut, and then I'll take you home. Well, she says, yeah, that's fine. And then they're talking, and, you know, she's waiting outside for him. And then Bobby picks her up, and they get to Bobby's house. She's cutting Bobby's hair, and Bobby's, like, arguing with her. So, were you trying to hook up with somebody there? What boy were you hanging out with? And then you hear this loud slap. And then she's like, you know what, just take me home. I'm ready to go home. And she goes outside, and then Bobby asks one of his other friends to go out there to, you know, make Stacy come back in. And so Carla and Bobby are in the room talking, and he's like, you haven't seen nothing. You weren't here. You know, you need to leave. Well, then Bobby's like, okay, I'll take Stacy home. And so Bobby and his friend get in the car, and he's like, well, I just want to take you to the lake one last time before I take you home. And they go out to the lake, and you know, she's like, Bobby, he's like, give me a hug. So she gives Bobby a hug, and she's like, Bobby, get off me. Bobby, get off of me. And then all of a sudden, it just, like, goes to, like, Bobby walking out to his car. And then his friend's like, what did you do? What did you do? What did you do? And so it goes to the next scene where Stacy's mom calls Nikki. It's like, can I talk to Stacy? And Nikki's like, well, she's not here. And she's like, she's not. And so then Nikki's like, well, did she come home? You know, she didn't come home at all last night. And the mom's like, no, I thought she was with you. She's like, okay, well, I'm going to go find her. So they start looking, and they can't find Stacy anywhere. They just can't find Stacy anywhere. And so Bobby helps look. Everyone's helping look. And then finally the friends are at school. And Nikki was like, do you think Bobby did anything more maybe to her? And then everybody started talking about him beating her, slapping her, hitting her, everything that they saw, but didn't say anything about that they, you know, that they saw that he was abusing her. And then Carla's like trying to defend Bobby, and Nikki's like, well, you know, how would you feel like if it was you? And she's like, you know, you just leave me alone. I'm telling the truth. And then the one friend, I can't remember his name, that was with Bobby that night, calls the cops and gives a tip and says, you need to look by the lake. And so they bring him and Bobby in. And, of course, Bobby tries to flip and put it all on his friend. And so his friend was like, no. So after they find the body, and, like, Bobby has been interrogated and everything, they know it was him. And then he goes to trial. And, of course, everybody's giving their testimony and things like that. And, you know, they're crying and everything like that. And then at the end, after he gets read his verdict and he's guilty with he spends the rest of his life in prison without parole, the judge gets up there and says something, and that's one part that I really had my daughter listen to, where she said everyone saw this but no one said nothing. And she said it's your duty for the people that you care about to say something. And that's one thing that I've been telling my daughter, that if you see anything or you know something is wrong, you need to stand up and say it's wrong. Now, it may go against peer pressure. It may go against everything that you have going on. But you need to say something. And that's what I was saying about, like, being a parent. You can't be that friend. Because you can see in the movie, if you do watch it, it was on the Roku channel. All of her friends didn't say anything because Stacy was like, if you say something, you're not loyal. You're not a good friend. And so that's what I'm saying. Like, even though you have to look through those things. And then also, like I said, if you do know anybody, there's different, I'll put in the descriptions. I'll give you the difference for domestic violent hotlines and stuff like that. So that, you know, no one should have to go through that. And it's really sad because this is even based on a true story about a young girl that this kind of happened to. And it's like, nowadays, I feel like this is too common that everybody is in some way, if it's physical, verbal, somebody's in a domestic violent kind of case. And it's really sad because we're not learning how to communicate. We're not using our words. We're just, you know, we're just not really being considerate of other people, which is really sad. So, yeah, that was the movie that I watched with my daughter, and it got us talking. And, you know, it even made my daughter look at things and how friends talk to her and things like that, and what are you willing to accept. So thanks for listening, and I can't wait to talk to you guys next on our next premiere. Bye.